Josh.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh man.
And
I'm gonna start crying right away.
Me too.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Last time I did a podcast for Sim, didn't record.
Completely throw me under the bus like that.
Just first
like,
10 seconds.
Right off the bat. Yeah, it was the same card that was corrupted with the last piece of the sentence.
But hey, I can't, the journey that we've been on with the podcast, it started with you.
Ah, no, and man, that's so cool.
And I just can't thank you enough. And it's been so fucking amazing to, the other day I had the privilege of hearing you play.
I got goosebumps here talking right now. It's so cool.
But it's like this whole kind of journey. It feels like your success, and like our in our podcast, like it's all sort of melted into one sort of big, beautiful thing that feels like in conjunction with each other a little bit, because you wrote our opening music, and I remember telling you a long time ago that I was going to do this, and you were completely supportive, and you wrote our the most amazing song for us, and I couldn't be more grateful. So thank you so much.
I'm so honored. I really was. And you know what? Like, you asking me to do that made me ask you to do the video, and it gave me that that worth. You know what I mean? That being like, I can do this. I can ask her to do this because she respects me enough to ask her to do this. You know, like, that changed my life, the fact that you did that video. It did. I was talking to Sim about it earlier, where he was like, oh, you would have made it. No, man, I've been doing this for 15 years. And the second that Anna said yes to doing the video, we shot that video for $0. I had no money. I spent $200 to get it colored. And like, that was a lot. And like, I took that video and I went to the president of Universal Records, you know, like I went into his office and played him that video, and the dude started fucking crying because of you. You know what I mean? And that was a powerful moment for me to be like, this is what we're going to do. And it was just so great, man. And I've every time I see you, I thank you just because I'm so thankful for what you did for me. I really am.
Oh, I couldn't ask for a better friend.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're the friend, man. I mean, like, you didn't have to do that. You get asked to do stuff all the time. I see people ask you to do stuff, and you do this thing where you're like, yeah, big time, I'm going to do it. And I'm like, she's not doing that.
So I'm like a liar and a...
No, yeah, but you're so nice, and you don't want to crush people, and I see you do it, and you, like, I've learned so much from you. This whole podcast is going to be me telling you how awesome Anna is, because I take so much from the way you interact with people and the patience that you have with them. And just, I'm like a sponge. I really am. I'm a fan of you. And I just,
I remember our first interaction. I was thinking about this earlier, how we were up at Alex's, our dear friend Alex, who's sitting right over here and looking fucking gorgeous. And we were up at her family's home on a ski trip.
Yeah.
And you and I were like the first people that were up in the morning.
We were the morning people.
We were the morning people.
And you would be listening to that damn podcast every morning.
Yes.
Which one was it? Was it Serial?
Serial. And I thought you were having conversations with your lawyer. It was so, like, it was just out. It was like 45 minutes of like,
yeah. I call my lawyer at 6:30 in the morning.
But it was 7. Anna would get up and she would clean the whole kitchen from the night before. And it was 6.
I remember that. Yeah.
It was 6 like heavy. It was more than 6 people. But it was like whatever you had to like encountered that morning in the kitchen. And you were just like, I got this. Cereal. And like, I was sleeping.
But I remember feeling like I was so, like you would get up and like just want coffee. And I was like, hi. Yeah. Hi.
You just want to talk.
It's me. Do you remember me? Hi. I'm your new friend. What should we talk about?
And like, the only thing I was obsessed
to tell you about
with,
butterflies.
I was so obsessed that you were on Top Chef. Because I was such a Top Chef fan. I'm like, what's Calicchio like? And you're like, all right. I'm like, what's Padma like? It was so great, man.
Wonderful. They're both wonderful
They're
people.
They're great.
Okay, so I just had the privilege of seeing you perform. What is it like? Because, you know, one of my things is like, never date a musician.
Yeah, I always hated you guys for that.
I know, I'm so sorry.
Because it was always like, you had a list of what, five people? A magician, number one.
Musician,
yeah, but not classical, chef, whatever. They're athlete. Arrogant.
Yeah, comedian, I think, is one. Yeah.
But what is it like looking out? Because looking out at like a sea of people that are like all jumping up and down to your music, which is fucking amazing.
It's just the greatest thing. And I mean, 2 years ago, I was digging holes. I was working two landscaping jobs, and you were so sweet. You would be like, "Hey, Josh, come over and help me with this around your house. I'll throw you some cash." Like, that's the person you are. That's your like, and it was just
a cash throw around it.
Yeah, you throw around cash like it's your job. No, but you were like,
But
I was in a spot where I was like, man, I don't know what I'm gonna do. And a year later, to be playing these shows that I'm playing, to be playing with the band that I'm playing, to be in the situation that I'm playing, to be putting out an album next week that I crafted in my house. Like, man, you are looking at the most blessed person on the planet. I swear
you're
to God.
You're so fucking good.
I appreciate
that. You're so fucking good.
Anna, can I read something real quick?
Yes, please.
Okay, this is something that I just saw the other day from the Journal Sentinel. Josh, you know, when you and I were talking earlier, you said that you don't really read reviews. But I just want to read you a little snippet about a review from one of your festivals. You're doing every festival in America right now.
And watching, whatever. I'm going to shower you with so many compliments that you're going to want to leave.
Well, here's one right here from a respected music journalist. As a performer, even though his Mondo Cosmo project has yet to release a full disc, which is being released actually August 4th, for anyone that wants to get it, Ostrander is a seasoned pro, oozing the confidence of a rock star into the homespun lyrics and organic voice of a folk singer. He wove the electric passion of U2, the wisdom and a bit of the words of Bruce Springsteen, and the introspective grit of Bob Dylan, who was just playing over the hill at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater. I guess Bob Dylan was there as well.
Yeah.
But just being compared to people like Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, and Bono, I mean, that's insane.
But watching you perform, Josh, it is like, it's pretty, it's transformative. Like you, and I don't want you to respond because I know you, but truly the other night I felt like I was watching the passion that you felt that like you could feel in the audience with Automatic, with everything. And I felt guilty because I at one point I was like taking videos of you, but then I was like, I want to experience this without taking a video. But I kind of am a little regretful that I didn't get Automatic. Yeah, anyway, it's watching an artist.
I kept checking in on you during the set, like you were with Alex and R. And I was like, just to make sure nobody's hustling you guys, because you guys get hustled when you go out. So I'd, you know, make sure that, and I kept checking in. And R and Alex have seen me play a couple of times, and you haven't seen me play for a while. And yeah, this, like, R and Alex would be dancing. And then I look at you, and you're like, you got this look on your face, like, he's gotten better.
I was like,
oh, he's been playing. Yeah.
Fucking shit. That is cool. My friend.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's my friend.
Man. That's so cool.
I was like, that. I feel so proud to.
You should feel proud, man. You had something to do with it. You really did.
But, dear listeners, I don't think you realize how monumental of a success Josh has become. This
it's
does not
so
happen anymore.
Fucking rad.
This doesn't rock stars aren't just created anymore. It just doesn't happen. You're a full-fledged rock star with four songs on the radio right now.
It's
that's amazing.
I'm
your really album blessed. Is being released next week and you already have four tracks on the radio.
Is there a song that you that you like most love doing?
I love playing Plastic Soul. I think that's when we went over the crowd. Honestly, there's just this, there's like all the songs. I'm really like, I really like hit my stride when I was writing this record. And there's like, the record came from a moment when I wasn't in a great way. And it's so cool because I was working two landscaping jobs. I would go to bed, you know, I would get up at 4, I'd get home at 6, and then I'd go to the studio. I'd take a nap when I got home, and then I'd go to work, and I would stay up until I couldn't, and then I'd get up at freaking 4, you know, and go dig holes. And it would like, it was this moment where I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to play music anymore. And that destroyed me. Because like music, like I didn't know if I was going to be able to play live again or tour again or put out records. And it was like this thing I had to figure out. And it was powerful. And it weighed on me. And it was heavy. And it was dark. And these songs I wrote Shine. I wrote Angel. I wrote Hold On To Me. I wrote Plastic Soul. I wrote Higher. And these songs that came from that time of just being like, I don't know where my life's going. Like people now, like they take that. And I get these messages from people that are like, man, like we play this at my grandfather's funeral. Or like my soul, I lost my freaking son to the war. You know, like I get these messages and it's like people are taking hope in these songs that were written in a terrible way. And it's like, that's the power of music. That's the power of what we do.
Yeah.
That's what you do too. Like you bring joy to people, you know, and it's this amazing thing because you brought joy to me when I was going through a terrible time. Like you really did. Like you were just, you're this force. And to be able to do that for other people, like, I don't take that lightly, man. And I've seen you like go, like at the end of like when we do like the live podcast that we would do. And I saw you stay and you met with every single person that was there. And I remember hearing stories about Dolly Parton where Dolly would not leave the place until she met every person that came to see her. And that's you.
Oh my God, you're gonna make me cry.
Well, we're all gonna cry tonight.
Hey Josh, you wanna play a song?
Yeah, please.
What do you wanna play?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Thank you.
I love you, buddy.
I love you, too.
I love you guys. I feel like I'm not included.
You're here, so I don't know.
You're, of course. You're, like, you're the genesis of all of...
He's the bass player of this. Yeah.
I'm Ringo.
You're Ringo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, amazing. Oh, I love you so much. Okay. Wow. I'm excited.
Didn't I see you fighting the war back in 1942? Every time I shapeshift in the form, I'm standing there right next to you. Keep searching all these dying stars just to get a glimpse of you. And all I have to do to drift away is close my eyes and think of you. Whenever I think of her, 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 whenever I didn't I see you tearing down the wall back in 1989. Down the wall when I told you you were always mine. The best days of all my lives were spent dreaming of. The best days of all my lives were spent dreaming of. The best days of all my lives were spent dreaming of the afterlife. Whenever I think of her, 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 whenever I think of her.
Oh, God damn it. Ah, the perfect person, the perfect man.
No, I'm not.
I love that song. You know that. I told you that's my favorite song.
That's why I played it first, because Sim likes it. We're all here to make Sim happy.
Fuck you, Sim. Fuck you, Sim. Yay!
This is a good day.
When you think about like writing lyrics, maybe this is like an obvious question, but how do you, like, what would be your inspiration? I imagine you like driving through the mountains and being like, oh, yeah, there's.
Yeah, it doesn't come from that for me. It doesn't come from being in nature and stuff. I don't know. I'll be at this, I'll be at Trader Joe's and I'll be like, didn't I see you tearing down the wall back in 89? It's like, I don't know. I get these little lines where I'm like, wow, that's cool. And then I work around it.
Like, what do you mean? Can you explain the process a little bit?
Yeah, so for writing a song for me, it starts like this. I come up with I usually start on guitar, and then I come up with a chord structure that I like, and then I come up with a melody. For me, it's all about melody. It's just, that's all it is. I don't care how good anything is. If there's no melody there, I don't care. And then, so if I come up with a melody, I usually riff on a vocal, like just some words, and then. But usually, if it's something of substance, there's usually like a line there that I can attach to. Like with Shine, when I started riffing on Shine, the first line, "Stick with me, Jesus, through the coming storm," it was. I'm a huge Cool Hand Luke fan. Like that's my favorite movie of all time.
Eggs.
Yeah. Eggs. just pause for a second. Eggs. And there's this great moment. Man, it's this powerful moment when his mom passes away. And if you haven't seen Cool Hand Luke, just take the Saturday and go and watch it. And Paul Newman plays this character, and he's in jail, and his mom passes away, and he finds out that he can't go to the funeral. And it's just, you see like how powerful that is for him. And he plays a song called Plastic Jesus with a guitar, and all the inmates leave the room so he can play the song by himself. And it's just like this moment in movies that it's my favorite thing in the world. And I wanted to write something that would like give that kind of feel. You know, like there's no recreating that moment, but just of being like, I'm not a super religious person, but when I watch that moment, I am for that moment, you know? And I wanted to do that. So like having that line of stick with me, Jesus, through the coming storm, like that was a moment, that was a line I had. I was like, this is good. I need to see this through, but it needs to be delivered in a way that people aren't going to be like, what the heck is this? You know? And that was the battle of finding that.
Because one of the many things that I admire about you, Josh, is like the solitude that you have. Because I feel that same way a lot of times. Right. Like I play a character in like whatever on Mom. I play a character in movies, but I also play a public character. And but there's definitely like there's a loneliness and like an internal element to being a performer.
And I don't know how you do it, to be honest with you, because like it's a like I see how you have to handle yourself in public, and it's like it breaks my heart. Like the fact the way that
I have to, I feel like I
like
have to
seeing
laugh.
You at the show the other night. I was so stressed, just being
no,
but it was great. Like no, it was a great crowd, and everybody was awesome. But I was like, I'm like, man, like you can't leave the house. Like, that's not, you can't go to 7-Eleven and buy a pack of smokes. You can't go, you know what I mean? Like, it's, that's the truth.
It's weird.
That's
it's,
a real thing. I mean, you can.
I do,
it's
no,
a hassle.
I play a public character. I laugh loud sometimes, maybe too loud, but it's like it is a public character sometimes. Like, if I have a, you know, if I have a red carpet thing or whatever, I'm never comfortable, but I'm always like guffawing. I'm always like, and it never feels like me.
Right.
And, but
do you have trouble looking back at the photos and stuff?
Oh yeah. I never do.
You never do?
Never do.
Do you read reviews?
No.
I was talking to Sim about this earlier. I don't either.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like it's their job to like put in something negative, even if it's.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, yeah, it feels like, like why bother, I guess. Even though, like, of course there is that element of curiosity, but I'm trying in my 40s now, I'm trying to resist the temptation of curiosity a bit, because I don't want to be affected. I don't want that seed to be planted of like, oh yeah, this little germ was like in there, and I don't know.
That's like, tough, man.
I know.
Yeah, that's heavy.
I know. We're talking. This is like maybe our heaviest podcast.
I'm so sorry, everybody. Everybody's so, driving their job. It's Tuesday morning.
We're so close to each other right now, too. And just like,
so sorry. I haven't seen her for a while.
No,
this
know,
is when we
I
go
know,
dark.
But I love it. I need it. I crave it. I crave it.
You and I do go dark.
I crave that.
Josh, play a song right now and just get us out of this funk, will you?
Hey, wait, we're not in a funk. We're in like a euphoric depression.
Okay, I just wanted to play a song. Oh, what are you going to play? Shine?
Yeah, I can play Shine.
Nice.
Right? Wouldn't you? Like, there's relief, though, in commonality of like darkness.
I love darkness.
Stick with me, Jesus, through the coming storm. Yeah, I've come to you in search of something I've lost. Shine down a light on me and show a path. Yeah, I promise you I will return. You take me back. Let them get high, let them get stoned. My friends don't understand, we all are lost. Shine down a light on them and show a path. Yeah, I promise you they will return. You take them back. Let it go. hurry through these modern lines. Stick with me, Jesus, till the end of time. Shine down a light on me and let me know. And take me in your arms and never let me go. Let them get high, let them get stoned. Everything will be alright if you let it go. Let them get high, let them get stoned. Everything will be alright if you let it go. Let them get high, let them get stoned. Everything will be alright if you let it go. Let them get high, let them get stoned. Everything will be all right if you let it go. Oh.
Josh.
Don't.
Okay. Where did you grow up?
Okay.
And what was your high school mascot?
Okay.
Because I know you want Deal Breakers soon.
Yes, big toy.
Okay, you do? Because I was feeling like they're too, is too intimate of podcasts.
Oh, maybe.
No, but Josh is a fan. He likes the podcast. He wants the full podcast treatment.
Okay.
I grew up in Philly. My high school thing was a Panther.
Panther?
Yeah, Black Panther.
That's pretty cool. Come on. That's pretty cool. Oh, we were the Warriors.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were, I was a combined high school. Like two high schools had just joined.
How many kids?
3,000, but we had like, so...
Were you like the hot chick in school?
Fuck no.
Yeah, big
I was
time.
The head cure chick.
No, you were.
Yes, I was.
Oh
dude.
Man.
Yeah, yep. I was like the quiet kid who wore a weird Christmas tree cape.
Did you have friends?
Not really.
Yeah, me either.
Well, artists, I suppose. But no, we were called the Rainbow Warriors because
the Rainbow Warriors?
Yeah, because they couldn't
You're
decide.
You're a gay rights activist?
I wish. That would be so much cooler. No, they couldn't figure out like how to divide the colors, the school colors, because
there were so many.
Public.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But I don't know.
What was the name of the town?
Edmonds.
Edmonds. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's outside of Seattle? Like pretty far?
Yeah. Like
Spokane?
20, 30 minutes.
Oh, not that far.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that far.
That's cool.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not that cool. But anyway.
I'm a big fan of your family. I love your pops.
I can't believe you're changing.
Your pops emails me, by the way.
I'm
leading this podcast.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, you're checking in on the Mondo Cosmo podcast.
My sweet dad.
My guest tonight is on
the
first.
Emails you.
let's take that phone call. Let's check that weather. Now, your dad is awesome. He checks in on me every once in a while. He's a sweetheart.
Oh, he loves our video. So
oh, that's
much.
So cool.
He loves it.
I know he sent
so
it to all
much.
His buddies and stuff. It was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's he loves it so much. Imagine that you're single.
Let's give a shout out to your lovely wife, Aria, who has been so instrumental to your career.
When I first met Aria, so Alex brought her over to my house, and I was like, who is this stunning woman who is so fucking, like, warm and friendly, and, like, she is, like, kind of a mermaid. Like, this is so odd, and she's fucking incredible.
Special anyway, girl.
Yeah, and funny. It's funny. It's odd to meet like an incredibly beautiful woman who is also really funny. And that sounds very sexist of me, but she's fucking amazing.
She's a special girl. Yeah, she really is. She's I don't know what to say.
I know. We're okay. All right. So she calls your guitar a string box.
I'm sorry, is that a question?
Yeah, that's a deal breaker.
A string box?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. Hey. You call whatever you want. Not a deal breaker. No, it's fine.
Are you sure if she's like, what if she
calls
says
me
it?
Terrible things? Like, string
this
box?
This is like your single self.
Okay. Okay, so I'm single.
You're
I'm
single.
Dating
these
a girl
are deal.
Not Arya.
Yeah.
Some floozy I met at the show.
Yeah.
What's her like, hair color?
Hey, get your string box and play me something.
How tall is she?
Oh, what?
Well, what does she do for work?
Oh, my God. Okay. What does she do for work? She is, she's a real estate agent.
Oh, she's not like a nurse or anything?
No.
Like, or like going to school for something? She's already set.
She's a real estate agent and
32-ish. What's the age?
Shit, I didn't really think
yeah, you
this
didn't
through.
Think this you're reading this we for the first
yes,
time.
I know. All right,
she's 29.
She's 29?
She's 29. Oh. Brunette.
Okay.
And she's like, hey, babe, grab your
That's how she talks. She's a handicap. The handicapper.
Hey, babe, grab your string box. I'm really
play me a song.
No, not play me a song. I want you to play like my friends a song.
Is that a deal breaker?
Know. Yes.
Not a deal breaker. Next question.
Okay. All right. She has a tattoo of Mark McGrath on her lower back.
Oh, fuck. That's really great. Absolute. I think he's probably a really nice guy. So this has nothing to do with him, but absolute deal breaker.
Deal breaker. Yeah. Like you're taking off her clothes, things are going well, and you see the
it's
tattoo.
It's at that point.
Yeah, because how else are you going to see the tattoo?
What has she got? Like one of those shirts that they wear with the...
Like a
so
crop?
It's really down low?
Yeah, it's really down low. Yeah, it's on her lower back.
So it's a late night thing.
Yeah.
Deal breaker. Oh, man. Tough deal breaker, though.
Well, you can still continue forward. You just don't. You don't have to see her again.
Just straight eye contact.
You know what I mean? You can.
Yeah.
Would you ask a question? Would you be like,
"Oh yeah,
are you a
I
big
would.
Fan of
Sugar Ray?"
Sugar Ray. What was their tune?
Sunday morning. Sunday morning, and you're. How does it go, Cassie? Sunday morning, and you're the head up in the shoulder like the morning of your firstborn. How does it go? You guys know it. You know it's a. Every morning there's a halo waking up and there's a woman in my bed.
That's a big tune.
Yeah. I just want to fly. That's something different. Yeah, we'll play.
Not a deal breaker. I mean, that's a big commitment to be like.
I think if you're at the point where clothes are coming off, I don't think anything matters at that point.
I feel like that is a total dude answer, but. But let me ask you this.
I'm being
would
honest.
You see her?
If I was single,
okay,
was, yeah.
You're single, right. But would you...
Is it Mark McGrath like 95 or is it Mark McGrath like 2017?
Would you ask her?
I'd ask her the next morning. Like, what's up with the McGrath?
And she's like, he's my stepbrother.
He's my dad. I don't know.
Okay, fair enough.
Is there a tattoo that you'd be like, I'm not? You're single. You're a chick out there.
You know,
like a war tribe thing.
Might be, but I'm also willing. I'm so willing to like give people the benefit of the doubt. If there's like, yep, this was.
He's so handsome that you're just like, it's fine.
Like the idea of, you know, if. Somebody had like the chain link.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, big time.
But
a lot of that.
But I still.
That's a lot
I'm
of
forgiving.
Your followers.
I'm forgiving.
Right there.
I'm forgiving. Not forgiving. That's putting it sort of. But the idea that that people make crazy decisions sometimes and.
Do you have any tattoos?
No.
Yeah.
But that's kind of because one. I couldn't ever figure out a commitment that I would like enough.
Yeah, I gave up on it. I'm just like, I always wanted a tattoo. And then it got to the point, like when I was just like, I don't care. I really don't. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
That's what I started thinking.
But there's also a practical reason when you're an actor.
Oh, yeah, you're screwed. Because
you have to, like, go in. Yeah, you have to go in, like, 30 minutes early to work to get it, like, covered up.
Oh, you got to deal with Chuck Lorre. I mean, that's a lot of work. I can't imagine. Hey, Chuck, I got Mark McGrath on my chest. You know, like, oh, man, that's a conversation.
Okay, the next one. She keeps her childhood stuffed animals on her bed.
Oh, okay. Our bed or her bed? I'm single.
Her bed. You're single. You go back to her house. She's like, come back.
Don't care. It's awesome. Next question.
All right. Nobody cares about it. She makes you take her she makes you take your shoes off when you come into her house.
That does bug me. No.
Oh, wait. You didn't finish, though.
Well, but she keeps hers on.
Jesus. She's a elitist.
Yeah.
She's one of them rich kids.
Yeah, it sounds like she's a bitch, doesn't it?
Do you get bothered by that at all? Because I'm sure you go to houses where, like, you got to go to Katie Couric's house and she's like, take your shoes off.
Yeah, how often have you been going to Katie Couric's house?
I go to Katie Couric's house every Wednesday night. Right after work, I dash over there.
But I assume you go to more places than I do where they're like, oh, shoes off.
Yeah, you know, it's, yeah, I think it's an odd request.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I take my shoes off only because it feels a little more comfortable.
But, yeah, no, that's cool, but it's like...
But I wouldn't ever expect...
I wear boots and stuff, though. And it's like,
I wouldn't expect it of other people. And I wouldn't want them to feel that way in my house.
Yeah. You do a good way about your house. You're not like that. Next question.
Oh. Should we go back to...
Number two.
Do you want to say it? You say it.
All right. Sure.
Sim's going to ask.
Sim showed up.
All right. At dinner... She doesn't eat the chocolate mousse dessert because she says she doesn't eat meat.
She sounds hot.
She's so hot. She's so hot. She moved to LA.
Is she a fan of me? Like, it's like, where did I meet this girl? She's 28.
No.
This one's 21.
This one's 21. And she just moved here to LA.
She wants to be an actress or something.
Of course. And she likes the idea of chocolate, but she doesn't like the part about mousse.
That doesn't follow. I'd feel so bad. That's fine. That's not a deal breaker.
Not a deal breaker. Yeah. All right.
I'd laugh. That's so cute. You would too. I know you would.
Yeah, I would, but I wouldn't have too much patience. I would be like, oh boy, what are we doing?
You dated worse, man.
No way. No, that's the thing about me is that I have not dated.
Oh, okay.
Like
I guess I haven't that much either. Yeah.
I haven't. Like, I have zero experience.
I missed the whole app thing. Which I think would be a real downfall for me.
It was awesome.
Okay, sorry, Sim.
As I'm sitting next to my lovely fiance, who
congratulations, thank Sim. You. Congratulations.
No, but we met on an app. That's why I said it was awesome. I didn't say it for any other reason.
I feel like I would have been a train wreck on that app. I feel like I would have.
Yeah, you would have done some damage.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't think that's my world where I should be at. I don't know.
No, I couldn't do it. Yeah. I mean, I just because.
Well, you're one of the most famous people in America. I don't think you'd do really well on that. I think your inbox would be fluttered.
But I also have a problem like making any kind of small talk,
I don't get that because I see you do that all the time with people that you don't even know.
No, on text, you can't. You wouldn't. You'd be the worst online dater in the world.
Thank
You'd
you.
Be a terrible online.
What? But will you elaborate? Because I'm a narcissist.
Yes, absolutely. Wait.
Thank you.
Well, this is not a compliment. I'm telling you, you'd be a bad online dater because you wouldn't be engaging with the guy at all.
Because I would be just like, can you tell me more about myself?
Would you get sexual at all, or would you be like?
She would say, "You know what? This is too much work for me to type."
Yeah.
So she wouldn't. She wouldn't respond.
Oh, that's. I thought you were talking about like an actual like if I went out on a date.
No. I mean, if it was a phone call and then it was all hooked up, then finally you'll go on the date. But I just don't see you conversing over text for an extended period of time at all.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
But I also think that I'm bad. I'm not great at small talk. Like, you know that.
Yeah,
that's how I end up like giving my phone number to people I meet at the airport. Because I'm like, we're best friends forever. And
you do that stuff, man. I see you do it. I'm like,
it's amazing when you do it in front of your friends.
How often
when
do you change your phone number a year? Like, I mean, it's a real thing. I see you do that. And I'm like, wow.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But really? I can't help myself. I'm like, I have a new soulmate.
It's amazing when we just watch you and we're just watching this happen and we don't say anything. And we're like, okay, this person's going to text you, contact you, and you're not going to respond. And then because you become best friends with the person.
Yeah, of course. That's why I started, that's why we started this project. So I can get this stuff out.
Exactly.
Without.
That's a good point.
Yes. And turns out I still give my phone number out.
You're not going to stop. You're always going to give your phone number out. Like, there's nothing you can do about that.
No, nothing I can do.
Right.
I do that. I learned that from you. Like, I really did, though. Like, when I'm, like, out and about meeting people, I'm, like, overtly kind to them. And I have no other reason to believe that. It's just that I've seen you do that, and I admire it so much that I'm just like, no. But seriously, like, I've been out with you a lot in, like, public situations, and I'm just like, the way you handle yourself is so loving and just, like, amazing. And I really admire that. And nobody hassles you because you're just genuinely kind.
Thanks.
Yeah. No, that's the truth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's, like, the best compliment I think I've ever received.
No, but that's you. You know that. You're special.
Thanks. Oh, it makes me want to cry. If only I could.
What's that stuff you spray to?
It's the menthol stick.
Yeah.
It feels pretty good in weird way.
Hey, Josh, why don't we do this? We're going to take a break in a second, and then we'll come.
So
yeah, so why don't we do this? Do you want to do the last How Would You Proceed or scrap that? And then we'll just do maybe just take a break now and have Josh do a song at the end?
Yeah, let's do that, yeah.
Because I do want to hear him play at least one more song.
Yeah, oh yeah, if he doesn't mind.
I'll play whatever you want.
Do you like it when we, that'd be amazing.
I love it, and I would love to do that. Yeah.
Why don't we just take a quick break now, and then we'll do the call, and then we'll talk some more and play some more music.
Is it the girl that's got a guy in a band?
No, she's not. She's no longer. She's not available now.
She killed herself.
She killed herself. Wow.
Okay. Sorry. Sim will cut that out.
All right. So,
that was rough.
Not cutting this out.
That's fine. I'm sorry.
Right, we'll be back in a minute.
Come on. Are we doing it?
Yeah, let's do it. Josh, strumming, sipping.
She's unqualified.
How long did it take you to write the unqualified song?
I wrote that on my way to work the day after you guys asked me to write that.
How long did it take you?
20 minutes.
You serious?
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it. And then, I mean, I had to go in and record it the following day. Yeah. That was it.
No revisions or anything?
The story of you guys calling me and asking me to write that thing was the most terrifying story of my life.
Tell us the story. I don't remember.
Because I met you and Anna on a vacation that I shouldn't have been at. And we hit it off. Anna and I hit it off. And
I hit it off with you too, by the way.
We all did.
Asshole.
You had a weird girlfriend at the time, man. It was tough.
I love it when we get to throw Sim under the bus.
Amy, I really respect you so much, but you had the world. I should stop. I'm sorry.
No. Tell us more.
Please.
And what were were we talking about?
We were talking about how you wrote the song and how we met.
Oh, yeah. And... okay. So a couple weeks after we had like this great hang and we met each other, Anna and I kind of hit it off. We had like a nice rapport. You texted me.
Yeah.
And you were like, hey, can we jump on the phone later this afternoon? Anna and I want to talk to you about something. And I thought you guys thought that I stole something from Anna's house. Because that's the only reason I could think that you guys were calling me or that Aria was cheating on me. So there were two reasons. Both weren't great. But that was it.
That is horrible.
I know. And that's where my mind went on both of those reasons. And I was like, dang, man.
Remember like, that like bronze, solid bronze cat? I saw it at your house a few weeks later. It's like,
there's a huge elk in your house. I don't remember from before.
Yeah, because this is like ego boosting. Please tell us more.
So I jumped on a conference call with my friend Anna Ferris, my friend Sintarna, and it was just like the most terrifying thing until I knew that you guys were asking me to do something cool for you. And you asked me at that time to write the theme song for a podcast that you came up with at my birthday party.
Right.
I take full responsibility for ruining it. Everybody.
It's amazing. Like, That's true. It all comes full circle, doesn't it?
It's so cool, man. And
that's when Anna told me about the podcast. I mean, I'll tell the story at some
point. Was it your idea,
Anna?
Yeah. Yeah. So, Sim knows this story and probably our dear listeners do as well. But I was like, I love podcasts. I'm going to dink around. I ordered some microphones. And then Sim sort of like after telling people about it, Sim came in and he like gave me a whole presentation.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Well, it was one of those.
I so credit you with everything.
Before we get to our call, here's a quick story, dear listeners. Here's how it all really started. It was at Josh, it was your, what is it, your 33rd birthday?
No.
How old are you now? 35?
Oh, maybe. I'm 37 now. So maybe.
No, it was 35.
It was about 3 years ago.
Yeah, a few years ago, right?
Yeah.
Your birthday party, and when's your birthday?
April 8th. Yeah, so it was April birthday party.
It was an April birthday party, right. And that's when Anna told me about the idea. And I've been a early podcast adopter. I was trying to figure out a way to get into digital media because I didn't like the film industry anymore. And when Anna told me what her idea was, I kind of started shaking and I was like, oh my God, I just saw how this is a genius and I knew it was going
to
work.
You saw it right away?
Right away, immediately. And I...
Did she come to you as like...
No. She just said,
is my idea?
Nope. She told me what she wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then that night, and do you remember the scene in Jerry Maguire in the beginning of the movie where where he has like he's waking up in cold sweats and then he just goes and he writes the mission statement all night. Then he goes to Kinko's and he gets copies and Jerry Cantrell tells him like this is how you hang your balls out there.
Yeah.
I decided like this could be a big, huge career move for me because I see it. I see what Anna wants to do. This is the exact right time to do it too. Podcasting is blowing up right now. I want to get into it. This is how we should do it. And I wrote out this business plan. I called her up. I said, I need to talk to you. And Anna was kind of concerned. You're like, what do you mean?
Well, because you hadn't like, I mean, we'd seen each other socially for a bit, but we hadn't hung out one-on-one.
Yeah, yeah. So it was it was out of the blue in the sense that I needed to talk to you. Right.
I was like, okay, come on over.
But knowing how smart that you are, which is ridiculous.
Thanks.
Yeah.
God. Oh.
Were you telling him that in hopes that he would like...
I did not expect for him to.
No,
come
she
over
had no, 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 no. This is all
just,
me.
You were actually just.
I was just flattered. I want to hang out with you.
So Sim, that was.
No, so I went there and I presented it. I did a whole business plan. And I presented it. Halfway through. Anna said, "Sim, will you do this with me?"
Oh,
I was totally shocked.
You presented
that
a business plan to her.
Yeah. Why are you laughing?
Was it like
I was serious. I said, this is how we can make this a big podcast.
Did you have like one of those wow, fuck.
Yeah.
Those lights.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, I know. Yeah, I did a whole presentation for her.
Yes, totally.
And it at was, your house?
At yeah. her house, yeah.
And on one hand, I was completely flattered. On the other hand, I was a little bit insulted.
You're burying the lead.
Howie, why were you insulted?
Because I thought you were just coming over to see me and hang out.
No, well,
like,
I wanted to.
You missed my friendship.
Yeah, no, I saw this as a huge opportunity to work with my friend.
Here, listeners, I just did the most dramatic eye roll maybe in the history of dramatic eye rolls.
This is, we love working together.
I know.
This is awesome.
Listen, I know, but you have to know that when you called me and said, can I come over? That was the first time. Like, we hadn't hung out for a long time.
Like, what, 3 months, 2 months, maybe?
No.
I saw you. Yeah, it wasn't
But not like we hadn't really reached out to each other for
a long time. Yeah, of course not.
See what I'm talking about? Another dramatic eye roll.
But here's the thing, though. The difference is that when you and I see each other, every time we see each other, even if we're away or apart for a long time, everything's the same. It's fine.
But
so I didn't care about that.
Like, you know, your previous relationship and like everything, we, of course, like grew apart. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's what happens. We're busy. We do our own thing. So for you to suddenly be like, hey, can I see you? I was like, sure, let's hang out. That'd be awesome. I'd love to hang out with you.
It was a great hang.
Yeah. We started a podcast.
Exactly. It's a perfect hang. I'm proud of that hang.
Fuck you.
All right, should we get to the call now? This is like, come on. We're supposed to celebrate Mondo Cosmo and his album, which comes out August 4th.
August 4th.
Everywhere on iTunes. You can get it everywhere, right?
Everywhere.
iTunes?
Everywhere.
The CDs? You can get CDs?
Yeah, CDs, vinyl.
I was like, oh, I have a friend that's back in town. I'm so sorry. I'm still
hanging
up.
All right, we're going to call Joyce right now. She's been waiting for a long time patiently. She's in Georgia.
Joyce?
Yeah, and I don't know how old she is. She didn't put her age.
Who cares? Remember, we talked about this.
I bet I can guess, though. I'm not going to.
Still...
We talked about this, but it makes a big difference because where you are in your life makes a huge difference.
You're so right. You're right. You're very right. But I still think that it shouldn't be like a requirement.
Hello?
Hi. Hey, Joyce.
Hi. Hi, Sam.
And it's Anna, too.
This is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. Good. And guess Josh Ostrander is
here.
Hey,
Joyce.
Mondo Cosmo.
My name's Josh. It's so nice to talk to you.
Yeah. I was wondering whether to call you Josh or Mondo Cosmo.
Oh, look at that.
I'm
going to
stick with Josh.
Josh is fine.
He's so fucking good. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Well, we're okay. We're good, doing great.
All right. So, Joyce,
Where's Joyce at?
Joyce, she's in Georgia. I don't want to say... The city's really specific, so I don't want to say the city. But she's in Georgia. So, Joyce, you kind of messed up a little. Tell us what happened.
Yes. Okay, so earlier in the year, my friend Cody, he invited me to his wedding, and it was supposed to be in July. I've been kind of forgetful and scatterbrained with all that going on with a new job that has me traveling a lot, and you know, I haven't been able to be as available to my friends when it comes to hanging out and making plans, but I want to make sure that I was there for my friend's wedding. So, happens once in a lifetime. So, I made sure to put down my calendar, the July 22nd, and about a month before the wedding, I made sure that I scheduled the day off and had that set. I had bought my dress, everything. I was ready. But the night before the wedding, I could not find the save the date card, which had all the information, like the wedding venue and the time. And so I felt terrible, but I messaged my friend and I said, hey, sorry to bother you the night before your wedding, but could you text me the wedding venue and just confirm the time so that I have the right details and I show up on time? He didn't reply back right away, so I went ahead and checked Facebook. Yeah. And I was hoping I might find some information on his Facebook page, but when I clicked on his Facebook, I saw pictures and videos from the wedding that already happened that night. And so I missed it. Essentially, I missed the wedding. And
so so you're closer to the groom than the bride?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What happened when you contacted the bride and the groom?
Well, the message that I left him asking for the time, like, he replied back 2 hours later saying he didn't really say much. All he said was, "You missed it. We're leaving now." So
the groom said, "You missed it. We're leaving now."
It sounds like he might.
Yeah,
be.
That's all he said.
So he was pissed. So he was angry that you missed it.
Yeah, I'm assuming because he didn't say anything else, and I didn't want to press him. He just got married, and he was about to leave for his honeymoon. I didn't want to bother him any more than I've already have. And so I've asked my friends, hey, what should I do? Should I contact them right away? But so that's why I called and asked the question to see, you know, what's the appropriate time for me to wait before I talk to my friend, and how do I make it up to him, essentially?
You don't have anything to make up for. That's my opinion. truly, like, you know, I don't know. I have strong opinions about weddings in general. But
yeah.
It sounds to me like, I don't know, will you guys weigh in? It sounds to me like, you know, Sim and I talk a lot about, like, the nature of heterosexual, like, friendships and mm-hmm. how it's, a little, it's always tricky water, but it sounds to me like his feelings are hurt because he may have stronger feelings towards you. Is that crazy? I don't know. Men, will you?
I feel like if someone forgot my wedding, someone close to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. How would you feel if someone forgot? I feel like I forget stuff a lot. And I asked for forgiveness. I'm like, I'm sorry, I fucked up. You know?
I guess, Manu Cosmo here. I forget stuff all the time. You sound really pretty.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put that out there. I don't know if that helps you out.
Totally helps. It always helps. Help? Oh, okay. God, it always helps. That's
Joy
like a soothing,
really
like,
awesome.
Balm of...
Yeah. Joyce, whatever you're doing on the phone, you're doing great. So,
thank you.
I'm going to throw it back to Sim at this point.
What?
Wait, so you have no advice for her at all?
No.
That is so
Sim,
cruel.
Don't ask me for advice. I'm terrible. The best advice I can give you is not to ask me for that.
That's not true. You have great advice.
No.
Always.
Nope.
I look to you for advice.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I've gotten you drunk at USC games, and I've seen you in Joyce, just hang
story,
up the
Joyce.
Phone and just run for the hills. And listen to Anna.
No. Joyce, would you ever date a musician?
Would I what?
A musician?
Not again, no. Well, he was a professional musician, Joyce. But someone who did was into music. And
right
no, I wouldn't do that again. But
what did he play, Joyce? Joyce, can I take a second?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, what
Off
did he play?
Record. Joyce, where do you live, Joyce?
I'm in Georgia.
You're in Georgia. That's a great town. Okay. Was he a bass player?
What's that?
Was he a bass player? Like, do you know what instrument he played? When he
No. He was. He played like electric guitar lead. Yeah. Oh. He didn't really sing. He just played the lead guitar. Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah. That was.
Yeah. He's an ass.
Wait. So.
No, because you do this all the time. You always say classical is cool, but anything else is not cool.
No. It's not that I say that. It's that I'm always attracted to that, and that's where
you're
get into trouble.
You're attracted to classical dudes?
Well,
no.
No, but like the idea of like being with a musician.
Like a real job musician.
Yeah, like is totally attractive, but I just...
We call them phonies. That's a phony.
I like that.
All right, let's get back to Joyce's situation for a second.
Sorry, Joyce.
I think it's pretty easy. Anna thinks you have nothing to worry about. I don't either. I think that a simple apology, just saying you fucked up and you messed up and you forgot the dates, it happens to everyone. People do that all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, take them as a dinner, whatever. Just do, it's right? I mean, they should be forgiving. He should be forgiving.
Right. And like, I just don't like to be like an inconsiderate person. And what it looks like I was just super inconsiderate and I didn't care and I just missed the wedding. But I'm just wondering, like, how do I convey to them?
But here's my bigger question, which I know will elongate this call, but is he kind of crushing on you?
No, I mean, well, I don't think so. I mean, we've been friends for about 6-7 years. I mean, originally we were introduced by like a mutual friend, and like we went on a date once, but it was like from the start, we kind of knew like, okay, this isn't, you know, like a sexual kind of relationship between us two. So it's never really that. Maybe I'm just overthinking it because, I mean, I don't ever like to make someone feel like, I don't ever want to like hurt someone or like make them think that I did something to them on purpose. Like callously, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe I am just like overthinking
it. No. That's beautiful. That's wonderful. And that's the way that, you know, that we should all attempt to behave. I don't think you should beat yourself up for this at all. And if he does, then that means that
there's a bigger issue there, because he should be able to forgive you for
this. Oh yeah, completely. You know, yeah.
Right.
I mean, he knows it's an honest mistake. There was nothing malicious there. You didn't, you know, you gave him a wedding present, right?
Do you like her?
Yeah, I have it in person, actually. I was going to give it to them at the wedding, but obviously now I bought a little bit more. I spent a little bit more money and I bought a couple more stuff. To be like, I'm so sorry, here's some more presents, please forgive me.
By their affection.
Listen, please don't be, we all beat ourselves up way too much. Let's like work on it. And as Josh is playing,
Josh is going to play a little song for you.
I thought I was going to sing a song.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
It's like a don't beat yourself up song.
Okay, great.
Don't be yourself.
For missing the wedding.
It ain't your fault.
Nobody likes Facebook.
Nobody likes Facebook, man.
Until we check it too late.
Until we check it too late. And see that somebody died. Joyce. J-O-Y-C-E. Why can't you see?
She's blind.
Is she blind?
Yeah, I think she's blind.
Oh,
right, Joyce? Are you blind?
What's that?
Are you blind, Joyce?
Yeah.
Nice one, Joyce. Fucking way to bring it home.
All right. We're going to let her go right now. So any final advice for her?
I guess, you know, I my feeling is that this dude is crushing on you. He's questioning, like, whatever, all kinds of shit, because that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, give him the cast iron pan or whatever you bought.
A pan.
A nice pan.
That's awesome. Cast iron pan right into the face. 40 pounds. I'm like, do you know what you're saying?
No. That was,
nobody questions you? Am I the only one that questions her?
It was a gift. It's a gift, Josh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Everybody's like, whatever Anna says is cool. I'm like, fucking cast iron pan. Is that what you said?
Yeah, but not to I didn't say to the face part. I meant more like, you know, it's a wedding gift.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, I think good friends will be there for life. I feel like I'm looking around the room and I have a testament to that.
That's cool.
And so I think a sweet apology, but if there's any torture, like if there's any like feedback that's like, I'm not going to forgive you or whatever, then there's something to question a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, that means this dude wants... Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's more complicated. But things should be simple and happy. And
Right. So do you think I should, like, wait till at least till they get back from their honeymoon to, like, send the message? Or,
spend some money, Joyce.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I like the musical accompaniment.
Most
that was nice. Joyce, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight.
Joyce, where are you at? I'm sorry.
Atlanta? Yeah, she has a question. Go ahead.
Joyce, I'm coming to Atlanta. Come say hi. I'm coming to Atlanta.
When are you going to Atlanta? Do you know?
September, I think.
Wait, what's your website so people can find your dates?
MondoCosmo.org.
No,
it's .com.
.gov.
.gov.
Joyce, thank you.
Sex yes. tube.
Thank you.
Wait,
she had a question. Oh, she had a question. Sorry. Go, Joyce, what's your question?
Joyce?
I'm sorry.
Okay, so I have a question for Mondo. Oh. So I was listening to your songs today, yesterday and today, and I had a question, like, just a quick answer is fine. Your song Shine, what were you thinking when you wrote that song? Like, what was your kind of...
That's so nice you asked that. I was working two landscaping jobs at the time when I wrote that song, and I was I was recording songs at my house. I recorded that song in my guest bedroom, if you can believe it. And you know, it to me, it was just a moment of don't give up on yourself, you know, because I was going through something, and it wasn't written in the best place, and the fact that you're asking me that very question right there, it makes me feel like I did something right. So I appreciate that, the choice. Thank you very much.
Oh, no problem. I really love the song, especially the second verse with the, all my friends are lost, right? All my friends are, how's it go? All my friends are lost.
I wrote that, all my friends, yeah, I wrote that. I wrote that very really, long for my friend Alex. I really did.
Yeah. Well, I really love the song, so I just wanted to say amazing song, and I can't wait till your next album comes out so I can buy it.
Joyce, can we sell your t-shirt or something?
Do you want to, Joyce, send me your address, and then Josh is going to send you like some merch.
Oh, send me something, Joyce.
Oh my god, for real?
Oh, for sure. I would love to do that for you.
Oh my god, thank you so much. I'll definitely do that. Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay, thank you guys.
Thanks,
for taking
Joyce.
My call, and I'll let you go. Sorry.
I love you.
I love you, Joyce.
I love you guys too. Thank you.
Bye.
She's really sweet.
That was nice.
That was really sweet.
That was sweet.
You got fans all over the place, man.
No, you got fans all over the place.
You're fucking amazing.
Yeah. Thanks.
Before we go, you want to play one last song?
Will you?
Yeah.
Would you give us the honor?
Before you played, so dear listeners, a little treat for you. After he plays this song, instead of our normal end credits, we're going to... Anna, what are you doing?
I'm signaling to Alex how amazing Josh is.
Oh, I thought you were like, annoyed that I was talking. I was
like, I don't feel like I'm ready to go yet. I want to, this is my one moment.
She got a little
moment.
Like misty eyed and I was like,
I thought you were annoyed. I thought you were annoyed with me. You're like, oh, fucking Sim's going to say something right now.
No, like Alex and I were exchanging looks like, well, okay.
No, but nobody's ever
it?
Asked
like,
me that line about the second verse, and I wrote that line... I wrote that line specifically for my friend Alex, who we freaking adore.
Alex,
this is Alex. Alex, say hi.
Yep. I always hoped that was the case.
That was the case.
No.
It's very specific. I just...
We love you, Alex.
We love you, Alex.
Yeah, it's true. I love you, Alex.
All right, so here's the thing. We're going to end the song. We're going to end the show with... What's the name of the song right now?
I'm going to do a song I've never done before, and it's called Thunder... And it's on my record that comes out August 4th. And I'm so thankful for the fact that I'm here and that I've held the friendship that I have with you. I'm touching on the shoulder right now.
Thank you.
And I think the world of you. I really do.
Thanks.
And Sim, I think the freaking world of you, man.
I love you, man.
You've done so much for me and I really appreciate it. I really do.
I just adore you, man.
It's so grateful that I have like this amazing group of creative people around me. I really do. Like
I love
it
that.
It inspires me all the time. Thank you. Okay, sorry.
So
enough about me.
You're playing the name of your song again?
This song's called Thunder. I've never played it before.
Never played it before. After Thunder, there's a song on the radio right now that you have called Automatic. I'm going to play the actual track instead of your normal closing credit song. So we're going to end with this song and then go right into Automatic. Mondo Cosmo.
Don't stop, listen to the echoes. We are breaking on some water, lightning in a bottle, and they are waiting on the thunder. And don't stop, never stop believing. You were all I ever needed. Everything reminds me that I am waiting on the thunder. Come on, love, give me a sign. 'Cause I've been waiting in the
darkness for your everlasting love. Come on, love, and tell me your love. It's been a long, long year that I can't wait to leave behind. Highway, never coming back, and we were never looking forward to these visions and sparrows falling. And no one can remember the darkness. Never for a second did I think you were on electric and hopeless. Hopelessly remember to the coming of the thunder. Come on, love. Give me a sign, as I've been waiting in the darkness for your everlasting light. Come on, love, and tell me a lie. It's been a long, long year that I can't wait to leave behind.
Yeah.